It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. All right, Joe, are you ready to go head-to-head throwback live at 7:05? Gianna, you're the moderator. What's our theme for today?
So it's October today, right? So we're doing a little bit of spooky season vibes.
I figure you love this stuff.
So you have to name the Halloween movie based on this little jingle or sound.
Chris
now, if
and
it
I,
was a Christmas movie, I'm all over it.
Between
I don't know about
Chris
Halloween.
And I, we may need a full hour of each of these and still
can
not
we,
get them.
Can we phone a friend on this one? Can we play with a listener?
Oh, my God.
Anybody want to call in and play
just
with me?
Be we'll on my see. Team?
Well, here, I think the first ones you guys are gonna get. Don't doubt yourselves.
All right. This is we're naming the movie.
The movie
Wait,
based
so this
on
is
this
a movie clip.
It's a song. Every Halloween movie has a little song.
Just press play.
Just press
play.
Ready?
Chris. Beetlejuice.
It is Beetlejuice. See, you doubted yourself.
Yes.
I was impressed. It took my second, but yeah.
Okay.
All right, next one.
Oh, now I feel good. Now I feel confident.
I know. See? Let's see how that works, Chris?
Let's go.
Here we go.
Chris! Strange.
You're going so fast.
You're moving so fast.
I want to beat him. That's why.
What is it?
Well, if you get it, you
Ghostbusters.
Won.
It is Ghostbusters.
Yes!
We're just going to do the last one for funsies.
Okay.
This one might be hard for you guys. Ready?
Joe, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, I was going to say it. Is that right? Oh, no, that's wrong. I was going to say the same thing.
Wait.
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't know if either of you are helping them. All right, we're going to play one more time.
Just
I feel like I'm
something.
In Disney World right
just
now.
Just say something, well, Chris.
Oh, is it a Disney movie? Chris, I'll go for it. Hocus Pocus. Is that a Disney movie?
That is
incorrect.
It is
incorrect. In the Disney franchise.
What is it? I don't even know what this is.
It's Halloween Town.
Oh.
Oh.
Never would have gotten that. All right. Well,
never.
I'll
it's a classic.
Them,
yeah, now I have to take on the Queen of Halloween
yeah,
next.
I'll make them. Like I'm going to try to make them Chris friendly. We'll play around.
It's Chris and Cruz Throwback Live at 7:05.
Yeah, I won the first round. Yoo-hoo!
Round two.
I thought I was going to do terrible. It's Halloween movies. Which have some songs associated with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking on Gianna, which she's like the queen of Halloween.
I tried my
so
best.
So I don't have high hopes for this round.
I will tell you, I tried my best to make this so that it would reflect
for
Chris
her,
Rollins.
Please.
I tried, Chris. Can't make any promises. Okay. So, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So again, we're going to name the movie. Our names are our buzzers. Let's give each other a second to listen to it, okay?
Okay.
Because you know.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to beat
some of us.
You,
some of us have sensory processing issues. A la me. Okay. Here we go. First one.
Gianna.
Again, I feel I
tried,
like I'm in
Chris.
Disney World.
I tried, Chris. Gianna, what is it?
It's The Nightmare Before Christmas, directed by Tim Burton.
Oh, geez. You want to give us any other stats?
It wasn't really a stat.
Would you like to quit the movie? Really, would you like to quote the movie anymore?
Chris, I tried to give you one there where they literally kept
the
repeating.
I've
like,
never seen that.
There's only 365 days till next Halloween. 364.
Oh, God.
It's a good movie,
when
guys.
There we go. Oh, God.
Guys, it's a great
in
movie.
In October, that's all that we hear from her. In December, all we hear from her is Elf.
This is true. This is true.
All right. Hopefully number two is better for you, Chris.
Come little children, I'll take
away. Chris! Wizard of Oz!
I have got to go.
Chris!
Really?
Little children. Doesn't a witch say that?
Nope. Well, maybe, but...
Chris!
I know.
All right, Gianna, what was that one?
It's Hocus Pocus.
Oh, that's Hocus Pocus. I told you I've never seen Hocus
Chris,
Pocus.
That is Sarah Jessica Parker.
I understand that you don't, you and I agree on Halloween. We don't love it. But the fact that you thought that was Wizard of Oz, an iconic movie.
Can we hear that
movie,
one more time?
Yeah.
I thought that was Glenda the Witch.
You did?
Yes. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Gianna, just sweep the floor with her. Here's the third one.
Gianna.
Chris!
It's Halloween.
Oh, I was going to say Poltergeist.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, at least you're lucky I beat you to all these.
What's wrong with that? Poltergeist is a Halloween movie.
When you said
that's an, all right. Well,
you
I'm
know
moving
what?
On. Your closet, because it's becoming a fashion trend. Her bathrobe.
Well, loosely.
Well, it inspired a trend.
So apparently, like the biggest trend right now, because, you know, New York Fashion Week's going on, Paris Fashion Week's going on. it's like a robe dress. So it's basically like one of those dresses that just like ties in the front.
And they used to call them wrap dresses. Now yeah, they call them robe dresses.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's not a new trend, but maybe it's just kind of back.
Well, that's kind of like, you know, like when I was in like middle school, yoga pants were the big thing. And now they're called flared leggings.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of the same thing.
So basically it's just the tie in the front.
Yeah, it's basically just a dress. You put on like a robe and it ties and it looks like a little dress. Sometimes I see them.
You kind of crisscross it a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and I kind of like that, but yeah, they're all over like the red carpets and stuff right now. Not red carpets, the like runways and stuff right now, which is kind of crazy.
And I feel like they look really good with high boots.
They do.
You know what I mean?
Especially for fall.
Yeah.
You can find like really good, and they're comfy too. That's my thing. That's my style right now. It's just comfy.
I agree.
I don't want to be uncomfortable. And I wore a dress and boots this weekend out, and I was like,
you couldn't wait to get them off, right?
I'm done.
I feel like ever since the pandemic, there's been like a total wardrobe shift.
I agree.
That we haven't, because we were all comfortable all the time. You know what I mean?
I
feel like it's never really gone back.
I kind of love it though.
I like getting dressed up every now and then.
Yeah.
But not all the time.
No, not even close to all the time, to be honest with you.
I might even try to just wear my bathrobe out.
Oh.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
Let's get right to it, right? Let's go to the phones and see who our contestant is. Good morning, PST. Who's this?
Hi, this is Steph.
All right, Steph. Chris Rollins is your opponent today. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Steph, I think you've been here before, right?
Yeah.
Have you beat Chris Rollins?
Oh, no. Did you beat me?
Yes, I have.
Oh, yes. No.
Oh, a return.
A long time ago.
Of course, yeah. It's on a Monday, but I'm good. A little foggy.
That's good. We lined this up for you. All right, Chris.
Okay.
You leave. Say peace, Chris. Bye.
I'll be back.
See you later. Sayonara.
Ciao.
Steph, so Chris is now making her way out. We'll ask you three questions. When Chris comes back, she'll get the same three, okay?
Great.
All right. First question, Steph. Here we go. Quiz starts now. Cardi B and her husband Offset are going through a pretty public divorce. Before Cardi B's rap career, she was a regular cast member on a VH1 show. Name that show.
Wow. A tough one, huh? Real World?
You want to lock in Real World?
Yeah, it's wrong, but yeah.
Let's lock in.
Question number two. A real housewife star, Kathy Hilton, I should say, was spotted with her daughter at New York Fashion Week. Who is Kathy Hilton's famous daughter?
Paris Hilton.
You want to lock in Paris Hilton?
Yes.
And the third and final question, Steph. Wendy's has a new SpongeBob SquarePants theme menu debuting this week. What network is SpongeBob on?
That's a good one. Nickelodeon?
You want to lock in Nickelodeon?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. We're going to call Chris back in. Can't Beat Chris, powered by Legoland Discovery Center Philadelphia. Jump into a world of creativity, color, and playful learning. Info and tickets at philadelphia.legolanddiscoverycenter.com. Hey, Chris.
Hey there.
Feeling the Mondays, Chris?
I am a little bit, so we'll see. Okay. We'll see what happens
here. All right, Steph's three answers are locked in. If you're new here, we're going to ask Chris the same three questions, and we'll see who gets more right, okay? Here we go. Chris, the three questions start now. Question number one. Cardi B and her husband Offset are going through a pretty public divorce. Before Cardi started her rap career, she was a regular cast member on a VH1 show. What was that TV show?
It was called Love and Hip Hop.
So Chris said Love and Hip Hop. Stephanie said Real World. Love and Hip Hop is actually correct.
Okay.
Chris one, Steph zero. Let's see how question number two goes. Real Housewives star Kathy Hilton was spotted with her daughter at New York Fashion Week. Who is Kathy Hilton's famous daughter?
All right, that's an easy one. Paris Hilton.
You both said Paris Hilton, and you're both correct.
Good job.
Third and final question. Chris 2, Steph zero, Steph 1. We'll see how this goes for the third question.
Steph 1.
I corrected myself. Okay. Question number 3. Wendy's has a new SpongeBob SquarePants menu debuting this week. What network does the TV show SpongeBob air on?
That would be Nickelodeon.
You both said Nickelodeon, and you guys are both correct. Which means Chris did win today, unfortunately, Steph.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Steph, you got to give us a phrase of shame.
I'm Steph from Chesterfield, and I can't beat Chris.
You did give it the college try. You gave it the college try. For being a good sport, we got you a pair of tickets to see Justin Timberlake at the Wells Fargo Center on Friday night.
Good job.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, the Forget Tomorrow World Tour stops in Philadelphia for an unforgettable night. Tickets are still available. You can get them at thewellsfargocenterphilly.com. Hang a line.
Tomorrow morning at 7:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Taylor Swift's got a new title. She is now the world's richest female musician. She's had a year.
She has.
Her estimated worth now, $1.6 billion.
Wow.
Everybody's wondering why she wasn't at... you know, Travis's big birthday bash, and he had this car jam and stuff over the weekend or whatever. He says, don't worry, she couldn't make it to this, but she's coming in for the game. So everything is okay with them. She's just now in rehearsals because she's resuming the Eras Tour soon.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's now rehearsing a lot from what I'm hearing. So, you know, she's still trying to make it good for you. So relax. They're okay. She took that title, by the way, from Rihanna. Jay-Z, still the richest musician overall. He's worth like $2.5 billion. Wow. Crazy. So October Prime Day 2024 kicks off tomorrow. Yeah, it goes on. This is Amazon we're talking about, obviously. It's happening Tuesday and Wednesday. Three other stores are having huge sales to compete. This is the one I like. Target Circle Week is here. It's actually already started. It's going on now until the 12th. Walmart Holiday Deals is tomorrow through the 13th. And Wayfair's Way Day is Thursday through the 7th. I got a big Wayfair catalog in the mail over the weekend.
Wayfair has the best jingle.
Yes.
Wayfair, you get just what I need.
Yes, love that. And Halloween, you know, it's coming quick. You buying any candy yet? So here's the deal. This candy supplier put out this pretty detailed list of the top-selling Halloween candies over the past, like, 17 years or something. And for the first time ever, M&M's beat Reese's Peanut Butter Cups for the top spot. Not sure they belong on top.
I feel M&M's are more universal because there's some peanut butter haters out there.
They're just kind of there. Yeah, no, I get what you mean. Not everybody likes Halloween.
But I mean, I hear you.
Peanut butter. Okay, so then they broke it down by state. And this I don't agree with. Tootsie Pops are number one in New Jersey. Yeah. Tootsie Pops.
I'm good. I don't even want a Tootsie Roll.
Away from the candy bag. We're like, ew, anybody want my Tootsie Pop?
Well, also when you were a parent and your parents went through your bags, that was the one that they said could be tampered with. So my parents always threw them away because you could open right to the candy. Huh.
Yeah, so that's number one apparently. I don't necessarily agree. No, but for us, it was they would stick pins like that was in any candy, like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or like Milky Ways or stuff like that.
What a time to be alive.
I know, right? And I swear, I think my parents searched my bag, not even for the pins and the razor blades and stuff, but just because they wanted to eat my candy.
For real.
I'm kind of convinced.
I also never met anyone who ever actually had a razor blade in their candy, but that's
separate. Me either. All right, there's the scoop. I got all your app chats. I'm not calling you out by name, but here's the code again. It's 625. I get it. You're busy in the morning. 625. Enter it right now. That cash code in the 94.5 PST app. It could win you up to $30,000 with 30 grand in your hand.
Okay, I got to call Joe out for a second. Joe, what are you wearing right now? Explain to everybody what you're wearing right now.
Hi.
I know what you're going to say.
I'm wearing my kickball shirt from yesterday.
Why?
Gianna, he does this. And I bet you slept in it too. But he's not alone. We were just reading, weren't we, online? What was the stat?
It's like 1 in 7 people wear whatever they wore that day to bed.
Ugh, I'm grossed out.
I can't even sit on my bed.
Wait, phones are open. 609-243-9778. Does anybody sleep in their clothes like Joe does?
Ew, I can't do this, Joe. How do you do this? You're comfortable just plopping yourself right under your blankets just to...
So, it's a couple of things. Sometimes you guys will see me... So, number one, I don't mind.
Passes out drunk.
I pass out.
We know that.
Not always drunk. I just pass out exhausted from all the things I do all day. From being a very active member of society. So yeah, that's the first thing. Okay. And then sometimes what I will also do now, this is twofold. The other thing I will do is if I go home, I change to go out at night because I'm out probably 4 nights a week doing something different after work. So if I change to wear those clothes, let's say I put them on at 7, I go home, I take them off at 10. Oh, those are my next day clothes.
Okay, that's different. I'm talking about sleeping in your clothes, like getting into your bed. Oh, I can't even talk about
this. In your street clothes.
In your street clothes. Joe, I wore this flannel over the weekend and it has not been washed yet. So I'm not
Okay.
I'm not getting on you about wearing the same clothes 2 days in a row. I'm saying the pants that you sat on a public whatever in, which who knows?
Like a chair, a bench.
You're now getting into sheets.
No.
Oh, no. No, 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 no,
but as opposed to getting back into the same sheet, with your bed clothes?
Yeah, they're clean in the drawer,
Joe. Your bed clothes have not been out in the world.
Yeah, no, they are safe and sound in their respective cabinet.
Gee, I'm with you.
In their drawer.
You make unnecessary rules.
I remember one time, a nurse or a doctor said to me about shoes, that they always take off their shoes or something. Because, I mean, imagine what's been on a hospital floor.
On concrete in the wild in general.
Ew.
Imagine all the things that you step on when you walk through that Wegmans parking lot.
That's when
That's
when I stopped doing the 5 second rule. If I dropped something on the floor in my own house, I would sometimes quickly pick it up and still eat it. I do not do that anymore after that whole hospital thing.
It depends what it is.
I mean, I'm not saying hospitals are dirty. I'm just saying a lot of stuff happens in hospitals.
Yeah, there's germs.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, that's where you go for germs.
I'm actually bored by this conversation.
You are not.
No,
I just yawned because I'm like, so what?
No, because Joe, it's
mind your own business.
Gross. No, it's gross.
If I'll go fold laundry, like yesterday was laundry day in our house. I will throw the clean clothes on the bed and I'll sit on the bed and I'll fold laundry as I'm watching TV. But if that, I have to put like almost cover the bed so I sleep on top of, so I sit on top of the bed instead of like, what if I have jeans on or leggings that.
What do you do to your jeans every day that they're so dirty?
Touching things.
Sit outside on a bench or
there's
something.
There's pollen, there's germs, there's dirt.
Yeah, talk about allergies. Your pollen is all over your clothes and you're putting that in your bed.
And your windows are open and pollen's getting in your house.
We don't open our windows.
But people open their windows and that's the same thing.
I've got to know. Do you ever sleep in your clothes? 609. It's 8:15, 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Chris.
Joseph, who's wearing.
The gross Joseph.
Sleeps in his daytime clothes.
Yeah, Gianna called him out.
And Gianna, who's wearing clean clothes today, thank you very much.
I don't even care about you wearing clothes 2 days in a row if you didn't wear them much the day before, but not sleeping in them and then continuing to wear them. I think getting into it, this is what we're talking about. You can call in right now if you want to chime in, 609-243-9778. I think sleeping in the clothes that you lived life in all day is just disgusting.
No, it is gross.
What Chris and Gianna are saying is, you know, I sat on a bench and my jeans may have gotten a little dust on them.
Not dust, no,
Joe,
germs.
Joe, like, you are in a kickball t-shirt. There's some perspiring happening.
How do you know it's cute? You think I do enough physical activity?
You said you had your first catch. You got what did you say?
It's cute, and I got on base. But it's cute. You think I'm physical enough that I do that?
I mean, I guess you're right. But at the same time, like you still wore it out and about. What if you dropped something on your shirt? Like, is there food on your shirt?
Was I a little tipsy? Sure. Yeah. Did it matter? No, I went home. I drunk ate some Domino's and I went to bed.
Chris in Branchburg said, absolutely not, Joe. She said, the worst feeling ever is falling asleep by accident, still in my bra and jeans.
Oh, I love sleeping in jeans. I sleep in jeans probably 2 to 3 days a week.
That is so pick me. Nobody has ever said that in their lives.
It almost annoys me when my boyfriend's there because like I have to pretend to change for bed and I'm like, ugh.
Why do you? I don't get that.
May in Pittsburgh says, I've done this before. So, Joe, I thought she was with you at first. Yeah. And then she said, only when I'm super drunk.
Okay.
But she said it was a win. Well, she didn't have to do anything.
Wait,
do you know when my husband is drunk? When John is drunk, really drunk, he still insists on his whole bedtime routine.
Oh, yeah.
Getting
John's
in the shower.
Your husband, John's a pretty structured fella.
Wow, shower is something.
He's a pretty structured fella.
Do his grooming and stuff. Mm-hmm. One time I thought to myself, if I have to get in that shower because he's about to like pass out, I will murder him. I was so mad. But he did pretty good. But honestly, he still gets in pajamas and stuff. Well, he sleeps kind of
easier
half-naked,
for me because I'm drunk what 3 to 4 nights a week anyway, so that's fine.
Yeah, it's a win, I guess. How long does it take to be really good at those cricket machines?
Oh,
you know, for a while I said the cry cut machines because I didn't know how it was pronounced.
It is spelled,
it's spelled now like the I word love those cricket. Things.
Honestly, you know why I don't get one? Because I would become obsessed.
Oh my god, she would have a shirt for everything.
I would have a shirt for everything. You would have a shirt for everything. Oh, Gianna would have a shirt for everything. I would have every mug with a saying on it. I'd have every water bottle.
Chris would walk around with her live, laugh. She'd be making live, laugh, lesbian shirts, and she's not even a lesbian. Just because she would see it online and think, oh, that's cute.
So Gianna said, turns to me, Joe, a little while ago, and she goes, do you think I could use one of those cricket machines today? I'm like, no. I don't think if you've never used one, right?
No.
I have a feeling.
Well,
like one of my neighbors has one and she is so good at stuff, but it took her a little bit to kind of get into it. You know what I mean? Like she had to do a bunch of practice runs.
Well, here's the thing. I have a vision. Okay. And I'm one of those people. I'm a firm believer that I can do anything that not only I put my heart to, but that I have a YouTube tutorial for.
No, I believe you, but I'm not sure you can become a professional enough today.
I feel as though
like you need this shirt for you're going to Sabrina Carpenter, right?
I am going to Sabrina Carpenter.
And what do you want the shirt to say?
I leave quite an impression, 5 feet to be exact.
Oh yeah, that lyric.
So the show is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Basically you have just today. Under 36 hours make this.
I totally think you could do it with some practice, but it's a quick turnaround time.
Yeah.
B, you kind of drop off things that you start.
Well, here's the thing. I tried to do this for Blink 182, and I wanted to put a certain, like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia meme on a t-shirt for my Blink 182 concert.
Get it.
And I mapped it out. I did the whole thing, and then I didn't read the fine print that you can't use a black t-shirt because it won't print right. And I did that, and then I gave up, and I ended up just wearing a black outfit.
Can you go get it made today somewhere?
Yes.
Can I like quit that quick?
Don't they have t-shirts?
Can't you just walk into the mall and say some guy like
isn't some
print
guy
this?
At a kiosk?
I think there's a whole store now for the t-shirts. Sir, Mr. T-shirt man at the Quaker Bridge Mall, please help me.
Tell us in the app if you think she could actually like
accomplish this.
Like master the cricket machine
does
in
she even
a
have,
day.
Do you have a machine? Do
no, my boyfriend's family. My
boyfriend's mom does.
Oh, yeah. Well, can she make it for you?
That's what I said. Just ask her.
I just feel as though this is a big project. Like, I need to do this myself because I can't just spring this on someone that quick. I have to go to Michael's. I have to go get vinyl. I think you need vinyl.
Yeah, you do. But they do sell it at Michael's. I bought it there. Then you say rolls of them. But there's some things you got to know.
Can I just write with it on Sharpie?
Why not?
It's a shame you couldn't have pulled the Joe where I've absolutely done this. You're just out of the window. It would now be a Wednesday delivery on Amazon for that shirt.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just out of the window. Yeah, you could have gotten it on Wednesday. See,
guys, what do I do? I'm gonna try it.
Can you tell us in the app what you think she should do?
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Taylor Swift has a new title. She is now the world's richest female musician. Wow. With an estimated worth of $1.6 billion. She never has to work a day in her life again after the Eras Tour. She doesn't even have to finish the Eras Tour.
True.
I have a feeling she's one of those people who won't be able to just not work. You know what I mean? She likes what she does.
True.
So she's probably going to keep it up. So she took that title from Rihanna. Jay-Z, still the richest musician overall, is worth $2.5 billion. Now, speaking of Taylor.
And Jay-Z's a lot of business assets. Taylor's a lot more self-made. You know, it's all Taylor things.
Definitely. True. So Bravo is doing this reality series about the Wags. You know who the Wags are? They're the wives and the girlfriends of the Kansas City Chiefs. But Taylor and Brittany Mahomes aren't in it. Everyone's like, oh, they left Taylor out? No, they didn't leave Taylor out. Taylor chose not to be a part of it because he's got to protect her privacy to a certain extent, right?
I'm sure they're going to have like a cut scene of her at one of the games. I'm sure she'll be featured once, maybe.
Somehow, but she didn't film for it. And Brittany Mahomes either, which I got to be honest, I'm kind of surprised at Brittany Mahomes because she loves the attention.
Yeah, me too. I'm kind of shocked by that.
Yeah, so Taylor, I can also see Taylor not doing it because this is going to sound weird, but follow me here. She probably didn't want to overshadow. Because I don't think she loves the attention at the games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
So the top-selling Halloween candy in every state has been revealed. Ugh, New Jersey is Tootsie Pops. Tootsie Pops?
Not a Tootsie Pop fan.
You will never find that at my house.
Yeah, same.
If you trick-or-treat at my house, I will never give you a Tootsie Pop.
No.
Oh, that is gross. And don't forget, October Prime Day 2024 kicks off tomorrow on Amazon. This is where we come in the morning and we've got it up on the screen all day.
And I'm buying a bunch of stuff that I don't need and never will need.
You can kick off your holiday shopping kind of easy, right? So it's happening tomorrow and Wednesday. Three other stores are having huge sales too to compete. Target Circle Week is going on now. It started on the 6th. It's now till the 12th. Walmart Holiday Deals runs tomorrow through the 13th. And then, Wayfair's Way Days are coming up Thursday through... Wait, today's the 7th. What did I say? Thursday, I think through the 17th.
Oh, okay. So we got some time.
I have the 7th here, but I'm thinking I meant the 17th. But anyway, you can save some big money right now. So check it out. All right, there's the scoop.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
It's 910, 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Here we are on a Monday. Don't you always feel like we need one extra day of the weekend?
I do. I really do. Oof.
We saw this list, right, Gianna?
Yeah, so apparently these are the things that people wish they had more time for on Sundays. And I feel like sometimes with football, too, football takes up a lot of time on Sundays.
You know what I want to say? See if it's on the list. I just want more time for fun. I feel like I do so much on the weekend, and I bet you can relate, that things that I have to do, because I can't get it done during the week, because we're working, obviously. Laundry. You know what I mean? I have to go to the grocery store. Like, stuff like that. Like, well, I want more time for fun.
Well, all of these things pretty much add up to fun. So it's okay. Like, most people said watching TV.
Oh, I do love watching TV.
And also sleeping.
I don't care about sleep.
Oh, I do. I want to sleep all day.
Sleep. I mean, I sleep in a little bit on the weekends, but like, Joe, what's sleeping into you? I mean, sleeping into me is like 7. Because we get up so early.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Like, if sleeping into me is like 10 o'clock.
Oh my God.
I want to sleep till 10 o'clock.
No, I can't sleep till 10.
Well, Gianna likes to bed rot too, so that would be
borderline. Yeah, I like to bed rot too. I do. Like watching TV and stuff, but like actual sleeping,
I could sleep for 16 hours a day. It's the best feeling.
I could ever do that.
It's good for you though. I like sometimes people are like, oh, you're being so lazy. No, you're not being lazy. It's sleeping is good for you.
Yeah.
It really is.
I know.
A lot of people said reading, pass. Going for a walk, pass.
Oh my God.
A DIY project. Pass.
What are you talking about?
You're talking about making your shirts. If you had more time yesterday, you would have done it.
But if I could hire somebody to do it, I would.
Wait, going back to the walk, the only time I enjoy walking, seriously, is on the beach.
Yeah, I'm walking around my neighborhood.
I'm kind of like, eh.
I walked to the train this morning. You guys know, before I came here, I walked 2 miles
this
morning.
You're a city guy.
I am. I'm an urban fella.
Yeah.
I was in Philly the other day walking around, and we walked around for 20 minutes.
You're like, I'm done.
I was like, can we Uber? I am tired.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.